Just your average everyday trucker, keeping it real. Topic is going to be if you're seeing results of any kind, keep doing what you're doing. This is episode 80. Once again, guys, welcome. Appreciate you being here. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Chris. I'm your host. I want to welcome you to the Blodgett Show. What we do here on this podcast is pretty much we have episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Tuesdays are going to be real talk. It's going to be whatever random topic I might, you know, basically be inspired to talk about. Eventually, probably I'll probably team up with the wife if she has something, you know, some ideas or whatever, or eventually whenever I officially succeed at basically retiring myself from what I'm currently doing and being able to be a full-time, you know, self-employed, work from home entrepreneur, I will be probably finding actual, like, regular topics, like, you know, focus on something like, you know, maybe something each week like shipwrecks or haunted locations, or, you know, just try to mix it up and have something a little more official versus just real talk, you know. And then Fridays are story time Friday, which basically I end up writing a story off the top of my head, and then I read it for you guys on Friday. Or like in the case of the last few weeks, I basically still didn't have time to really write a story, so I ended up just, you know, hitting record and coming up with the story off the top of my head. I might, you know, that might be the case for a couple weeks until I can actually get something written, get more a little bit on a schedule, whatever. But right now, it's been kind of you know, challenging. So anyway, for the inspiration for tonight's topic, if you're seeing results of any kind, keep doing what you're doing. It doesn't matter what, you know, how quickly of progress you're making. If you're making progress, hey, keep doing what you're doing. You know, keep pushing forward. And I say that because, as you guys know, on the website, on the Blodgett Show website, on the promotions page, there's a couple of opportunities on there. The Sophie Link and, of course, the Accelerate opportunity, which is like the as long as you're paying $20 per month and keeping your subscription active, you do not have to refer anybody. But as long as you're paying that $20 a month, you can actually, eventually, as the matrix fills up, you can earn up to $3,000 per month just from the matrix without having to have any referrals. Now, obviously, you know, obviously having referrals will speed that up. But it's not required. But that the reason why I mentioned that Accelerate is mainly because I've been experimenting with different ways to get, you know, get my site out there to market and stuff, you know. And, you know, because I'm all about, like, I don't want to be putting full-time effort into something. I don't want to go from one full-time job, like what I'm doing right now, to another full-time job, basically. Yeah, being able to get myself off the road and be home, but having to spend 8 to 10 hours a day basically working on something at home, because basically I'm going from one job to another, you know? And if I'm going to do that, then I might be able to make good money and stuff, technically, quote-unquote, be retired. But at the same time, I'll be constantly busy at home, still having to put in efforts for a, you know, even though it won't technically be a quote job, but I'll kind of, it will feel like it, because I'll be, you know, doing full-time work at home, whereas what I'm after is be able to take care of all the things I want to take care of, give my family the life I want to give them, but not have to be working 40, 50, 60, 80 hours a week doing it, whether it's at home or out here on the road, you know. So I've been experimenting and trying a few different avenues, like solo ads and stuff like that. And I had a solo ad campaign I just started this week. It's basically, I paid for the month. It's a weekly thing to send out like a couple thousand leads to I guess new people that join their system each week throughout the week. And yesterday it started. And last night I got an email. Basically, I got a sign up for a free member, because with Accelerate you can sign up for free as a retailer, and basically you can check out the products, buy products if you want to. And in that case, I wouldn't make commission on the free member, except for if they bought a product, then I would get commission on the products that they buy. But if somebody comes in and pays the $20 wanting to be an affiliate, and you know, then I would make commission not only on the products that they purchase, but I would make commission on their monthly cost as well. So that would be kind of cool. But so I got a sign up last night saying, congratulations, you got a free member. They enroll as a retailer. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I was like, man, this solo ad barely started, like, literally just started yesterday. And I already had one sign up. And then tonight, like literally like 20 minutes ago, I got another email, you know, from support. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. You just got a new referral, a new free customer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, cool. All right. That'd be cool if they you know, pay their 20 and upgrade. But hey, I'm cool with free members. That tells me that I'm making progress, that I'm, you know, doing the right, I'm basically making the right moves. I'm doing what I got to do. I'm moving forward, because I know that, yeah, I'm going to probably get a lot of those free members, but I will probably get a handful of paid ones too. You know, so I'm happy with the fact that the source that I went through for the solo ad, because I wasn't sure what to expect, but after paying the fee or whatever and going with them, I got an email from a guy directly. He said, like, I'm the one that's going to be handling your order. If you email me back, I'll add a credit of 500 more email leads to your account per week. And I'm like, cool, all right. So I emailed back, like, hey, George, like, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Looking forward to working with you guys. And he emailed back, like, I just added 500 leads to your account. I was like, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. And then he was like, yeah, so go ahead and, like, go on the web, on your back office, go ahead and put your link that you want to promote, and we have copywriters that will actually put together your official ad that's going to actually be sent out to people. It should take about a day or two, and then we'll let you know when it's done, and we'll let you be able to look at it and give your okay. And I'm like, alright, sounds good. Gave them the link, and then within, like, literally 24 hours, I got an email back from him, basically like, well, the copywriters are all finished up, here's what they got. And it had a long advertisement that you'd get through your email, talking about, you know, the business opportunity and all that stuff, and had the link with the video and stuff. And I was like, that looks really awesome. So I was pretty satisfied just with that, even though it hadn't even started yet. Then you get to select what day of the week you want your ad to go out for the first 4 weeks. So I was like, yeah, I want it to go out on Mondays. And so I'll be curious if I get, like, a free sign up, like, every day that it runs. And especially if I get a few paid ones, then I'll make some money with them. So, hey, cool, you know. But But so far so good. I'm happy with it. You know, it's like, yeah, I haven't made any money. They're not paid customers yet, but hey, there's still referrals that I didn't have before that I didn't really have to go out and reach out to these people. I didn't have to actually like go online and actively do a post and try to talk to somebody and, you know, hey, check it out, blah, blah, blah. Hey, can I get more info? I didn't have to do that. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, because that basically the results I've had so far tells me that I'm on the right path, you know. And I'm working on something else on the side that, you know, once I get that off the ground and rolling, it's a thing called Legacy Builder. I don't have a link yet for it because I'm working on getting that all set up with, you know, getting a domain name and a professional email. And, you know, it's got like a funnel and all that stuff. So once that's up and rolling, then I'll be talking about that more on here. But I know I'm already planning to do a solo ad campaign monthly for that as well, because that's something that's pretty awesome. That right there will probably be what gets me out of the job, honestly. But that's the point, guys. Just, you know, you keep doing what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. And, you know, the most important part is that we never give up. You know, that we keep pushing forward. We never give up. We never, you know, let the negative thoughts overcome us. You know, we just have to keep pushing forward and keep trying. Because as long you could, it's like, I don't remember what they said, what the actual quote was, but I believe it's like, I think it was Thomas Edison, I think, that did the light bulb, I think. Maybe I got that wrong, but that he didn't find 1,000 ways it didn't work, or he didn't fail 1,000 times. He found 999 different ways that just didn't work, you know, and on the 1,000th attempt, that he found a method that worked. So you only fail if you quit, give up, and walk away. But if you keep trying, then you've never failed. You've just found ways that don't work. And that's the most important thing right there. So it's easy to look at life and, you know, see the way things are and basically just get depressed and down and, you know, just like want to give up and throw in the towel or whatever. But we got to keep pushing forward, you know. We got to keep trying. We got to keep, you know, as long as you keep getting back up, then you haven't lost yet. As long as you keep getting back up, we haven't failed. So, but also, like, you wanna basically, I'm always saying, you know, one of those quotes that I've heard is like that if you want the kind of life that someone else has, you know, that someone that's really successful, or whatever, you got. If you want the results that they have in life, do what they do. And they also say, like, surround yourself with, like, with people that, or you are the combination of the, I think, 5 or 10 people that you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with people that are, like, negative and, oh my God, this sucks, that sucks, everything sucks, nothing's ever going to happen, you know, I'm never going to get anywhere, then, you know, sadly, like, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if you're, you know, surrounding yourself with those kind of people, and then you're starting to tell yourself that as well, then sadly, that's what your life is going to end up like. But if you surround yourself with people that are successful, that actually have been able to retire themselves, that are motivated, and they're, you know, like the people that I'm connected with this business I'm now currently working to get myself off the ground and get my my site going, so I can actually start making these kick-ass commissions, these kick-ass sales. The people I'm connected to are fucking badass. Like, I want to do a shout out to my leader, or one of my the lady I came in with. That me and my friend Sabrina, we came in with this lady named Tara, and we were with a guy in a different business, the copy and paste one, which is still a good business. But in that business, we came in with a guy named Carlos. And if you find me on Facebook, TN Trucker Chris, you'll see I did a post about a guy named Carlos. I didn't know the guy until, you know, my sponsor in that business, Sabrina, she was the one that she came in with him, and I came under her, and then we were like, it was all about like, oh, it's all automated. Like, he posts on his page a lot saying that, like, I'll partner with me, I'm gonna help you, like, let's succeed together. And then of course you join him and it's, oh, go look at the back office, all the trainings and stuff back. And for weeks I was going through the stuff in the back office, and I was trying to find sites to post my copy and paste ads, and try to actually go through it. But then all I was being told by him, and I was like, hey Carlos, I'm doing such and such, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, like, do you recommend anything else? He's like, yeah, just go through the back office, it's all back there. Okay. Whereas working with Tara, really appreciate her, because she seems a lot more hands-on with people that she, that, you know, come in with her. She's like, yeah, go, here's the training chat, here's this and that, and the being in the business itself, they've got a lot of videos, so there's a lot more actual material that's meant to help you. You know, so I really appreciate that, because, like, yeah, you know, we all want to succeed, and sadly there's a lot of things out there where people just throw you in there and be like, good luck. And it's not, that's not how it should be. I mean, some people can jump into a system without any training or any help and succeed. A lot of us, you know, we need that extra little bit of assistance to kind of get us going, you know. So you got to find people that you can know, or that you know, that you like, and you trust, and, you know, as long as you have those three traits where you know them, you like them, and you know you can trust them, and they're doing something that, you know, they have the results that you're looking for, then get more information about it. There's too many people out there, sadly, even though they talk about, like, oh yeah, man, I have all these dreams, I want to retire, you know, I want to be really well off, but they look at every business opportunity like, no, they're all scams. No, they're not. Yeah, there are a lot of scams out there, and you got to be careful with who you come in with, because that person may not actually be telling you the truth as far as, like, how much they're willing to go to bat for you. It's like Carlos, you know, it's like, I, for like 2 weeks, I was, every so often, I was asking in the chat with him, like, hey Carlos, figuring that if I asked a question in the chat, there's probably someone else that probably had the same question, you know, so I was figured asking in the chat so I could help others. And it turned out that that chat, all the people in there were just people to help boost everyone else's post to make it look like they were, you know, the whole fake it till you make it, you know, make everybody look like they're really succeeding, because, oh, look at their post, they got 50 people that are asking for info, and yet all 50 of those people were probably in the chat, you know. So it wasn't actually a real info request, it was just making it look popular, so then you get an occasional real one that would come in there, like, oh, hey, man, oh, wow. Like, tell me more, man, this one looks really, really popular because so many info requests. But, you know, I'm in a chat with Tara and a bunch of people in what they call the newbie chat, you know, those of us that are new that have just joined and we're working on getting ourselves off and rolling. And people are asking questions. Tara's jumping in there and saying, yeah, so to do this, blah, 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 you go here. Or to do this, you do that. And I'm like, Tara, like, what's the easiest way for me to get my site actually off the ground so that, you know, I can actually start doing a solo ad campaign for it. I can start promoting it while I'm still learning the other stuff. And she sent me a YouTube video. Basically said it's a 3-hour video, but it walks you through it. So just follow every step that they talk about. I was like, cool. She goes, it'll take about 4 hours, but, you know, I would recommend breaking it up into 2-hour segments. You know, 2 hours one night, 2 hours the next night. I was like, cool, all right. So I'm slowly working on it. Like, I would have been doing it today, honestly, because I've been so used to the fact that I haven't been on a, quote, dedicated run for, like, the past couple weeks. I've been kind of just every night, like, so what am I doing? Oh, you're going to Knoxville. Oh, you're going over here. You're doing this. You're doing that. But I woke up at 2 o'clock today to see a text message from my boss saying, like, be at the hub at 2 o'clock to go to free. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, it's already 2 right now. So I called him. I was like, hey, boss, what's up? Sorry I didn't get your message just now. He goes, oh, it's all good. I figured you probably, I know you usually get up around 2, so go ahead, get dressed, and head in. And then you're going to run today, tomorrow, for you to. I was like, cool. All right. The only downside was, like, you know, when I woke up, my wife was actually in bed with me. So it was one of those, like, probably could have had some, quote, alone time together, you know. But, and I, you know, when she texted me when I got to Farina, she was like, dinner's on the stove. Like, cool. I love you. Appreciate you. Thank you. You know? And I told her, I said, I would have loved to have some alone time with you, but I was kind of surprised by the text message from the boss. She goes, yeah, me too. But hey, at least it was a good surprise. You know, you're back on your run. I'm like, well, at least for today and tomorrow. I don't know what after that old, you know, maybe they'll put me back on this run permanently again. I don't know. Cause I kind of expressed to my boss on one of the days last week where I ended up not basically doing anything. I ended up home for the night because FedEx, you know, told my boss one thing, like, oh yeah, we have these couple runs for him, and then I'm literally coming into the hub and I'm calling him going, yeah, nothing's showing up on my as far as the load assignment. They're like, oh yeah, actually the planner said they're really dead, they don't have anything for you. I'm like, then why are you guys telling Jimmy that you guys have a couple short runs and then you have a Huntsville at 3 o'clock? Because I was like, I don't want to just come in 4 hours to do a Huntsville to, you know. I ended up doing it, but thankfully they called me in early. That was that was like Friday night. I was gonna give a couple hours and come in at 3 o'clock in the morning and do a Huntsville down and back. And Lebanon called me about 12:30 and basically said, if you come in right now, we actually have a shuttle going back to Nashville that we can load you up with. I was like, all right, cool. So what? I'll take an empty to you guys, like dispatch with an empty to you. And they load it to Nashville and then empty back. And they're like, yep, pretty much. All right. And then Huntsville afterwards. He goes, yep. All right. So I did it mainly because if I, you know, go ahead and work all night, Friday night into Saturday morning, that a lot of that cover goes into the new week. So I figured I kind of do it, kind of plan ahead. Like, well, if I lose a day or two during the week, if I work a lot Friday night into Saturday morning, then that'll help kind of make up for 80 days that I lose, you know? So that's kind of why I do it, even though I don't want to be out until 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. But I'm also looking at the money going, I'm going to do it just so that I make sure that I'm getting paid a decent amount when I get paid. But that's also why I do what I do on the side with the side businesses, because I'm trying to give myself options. Like either at the bare minimum, give myself an option where if I lose a day or two, I'm not stressed about it because I'm making money on the side as well to kind of offset any loss I take. But I want to give myself options, like make enough on the side to where I can say, you know what, I don't even want to do my regular job. I'm just going to do the other stuff, you know, work from home full time and have that, all of a sudden have that time freedom, you know, have the freedom to get back into the Y full time, you know, going to work out every day, hit the pool, hit the hot tub. Travel with the fam a lot more, you know, never have to really wonder how we're going to take care of something. Get us into our house, you know, because one of my goals is to get us out of this freaking apartment complex as soon as possible, because management sucks. It's one of those, if you come to Nashville and you're looking for an apartment complex to move to, do not go to Landmark at Lindcrest. And, you know, I'm sure they could probably say, this is Landmark at Lindcrest, sir, but I'm sure they could probably try to say, like, oh, you're slandering it. No, I'm not. I'm just giving a public rating. And then the complex itself is nice. The apartments are nice, but management sucks. Like, they've been through multiple managements. They switched owners. And back when we just renewed our lease back in, you know, April, or back in like March 1st, or I think the end of March, I think. And we got an email from their leasing agent, you know, that works the front desk, probably about 2 months prior, and our rent was like $1,900. They sent out an email saying that they were going to lower it down to, they were going to drop it down to $1,500. And we were like, oh, cool. Like, sweet, you know, hell, we'll stay here for 2 more years if you guys will give us the cheaper rent. We went in to talk to one of the assistant manager to kind of like confirm, because we're like, I mean, that's awesome if it's true. And she was like, no, we're so sorry, that was a typo, it's actually gonna stay, we're just not gonna raise your rent, it's gonna stay the same. I'm like, yeah, but that's an official email saying that you guys are dropping it to $1,500. We were told by multiple people that we should hire an attorney, that technically we probably have a legal case since we have an official thing. And so, you know, but we never did that, you know. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I can to get us out of there, you know. But That's why I say, like, you know, they can't, they're losing people as far as residents because, like, management sucks. So, and they try to, you know, and they're not, like, it's, for instance, like, we have a car there that I think I mentioned in, a, in one of the other episodes that not even right next to a tree, like, it's probably, like, 10 feet away from a nearby tree. And we had a windstorm that some of the branches fell off the tree and blew over to the car, and so the back window and the little quarter panel side window were busted out. Like the back of the quarter of the car, the back of the car is dented. And I try to basically be like, "Hey guys, is there any, like, can you guys help us out with getting that fixed?" "Oh, just report it to your insurance. Like, we report it as an act of God." I'm like, "Yeah, but our insurance will cover that. You know, like, it was your property. It was a tree that fell on your, you know, on your guys' property that damaged my property. And I, you know, so why should I have to pay or deal with my insurance to get that taken care of when it was your guys' fault?" So, so they, you know, they just, it's one of those things. They just, so they wouldn't do anything with that. And then there's been a part, like, thankfully things seem to have gotten better a little bit right now. But for a couple weeks, we had a couple new tenants that moved in, and they, you know, we have like 6 apartments in our building, in our current building, and there's 12 parking spaces. So you figure 2 spaces per apartment. But I think this new group that moved in probably had like 4 cars, and so like I would come home at like 5 in the morning and not have a place to park because the whole space would be full. And so I'd park at the curb right in front of my apartment, and of course they were complaining. Or the management was complaining, saying, like, "Well, if you park on the curb and we're going to tow your car," I'm like, "Well, then you guys need to do something about the parking, because I'm supposed to, like, we pay rent. In the lease, it says we have parking spaces, but yet I don't have, you know, like, well, you can park down by the office." I'm like, "I'm not paying you guys $2,000 a fucking month and then parking at the office, walking uphill." I was like, "That's not fair." I was like, "It's bullshit." So I was trying to be a squeaky wheel. And they called us down at one point, "Hey, come down and talk to us." And I was like, "Oh, crap." Thinking like, they wouldn't evict us, right, for us complaining about the parking, because that's technically, they can't do that. They didn't, but they were like, "Well, legally, there's really not much we could do." We're like, "Yeah, you could," like, was said, previous management was actually sending out letters to everybody in that building saying that the 2 spaces in front of each apartment were for that apartment, and if we got home and one of our spaces was taken up by a random car, then we're supposed to take a picture of the car on the plate and send it to the manager, and he had a 24-hour towing service. He would send a tow truck and basically tow the car. And within a couple weeks of that, all of a sudden we weren't having parking issues anymore. And so we've even had issues where I came home, there's a couple of taxi cabs that park in our complex, and I came home one night at like 5 or 6 in the morning, and there was a freaking minivan taxi cab parked in my space. Like, my wife was parked in hers, and this minivan was parked in mine. And I parked down by the office, and then I sent a photo of the minivan taxi cab to management. Basically, it was getting like, "So look at this. Now this fucker's parking here too." I was like, "You know, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm you know." And then I wrote a little note, and I stuck it on the freaking van, basically saying, "Please do not park here. These spots are for the residents of Building D. If your spaces in front of your apartment are full, please park down by the office or the tennis courts." The guy fucking, you know, threw the note on the ground, because it was still on the ground when it came, or when it was on the ground and the van was gone when it came out that afternoon. So, but it was still in good condition, so literally it's folded up and it's still inside on the little desk in the entryway or whatever. Just in case, you know. But they haven't tried to park there since. Like, they've been parking down in the next section. So I'm like, "Cool." But now lately we've had spaces a little bit more readily available. So I'm like, "All right, cool." You know, little fights like that make me go, "You know what? I cannot wait until we can get out of here and get our own place, get a house." And actually, if we get a house out like the country with some land, we can have room to park multiple vehicles instead of like in the city and have a small driveway and have maybe a car or two in the garage, and then the rest of us in the driveway or parking on the street. So those are little things. Why I do what I do, why I am working on these things on the side. Doing this podcast is even one of my moving forward steps, where I look forward to being able to do this podcast, like this being one of the side gigs that I do full time. You know, I'll be doing this, I'll be doing the side businesses, and, you know, eventually be, you know, being able to just do the stuff I want to do. That's where I say, like, do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Because you don't want to just go to work and come home, clock in, clock out, come home for the next 50 years. And, you know, never, you know, maybe you get paid a little bit more as time goes on, but you're not happy because there's a lot of things you can't do. You can't travel. You can't afford this. You can't afford that. You know, only we can make our lives better. So it's up to us to go out there and get involved in things to try to, like, better our situation and continue to push forward no matter what. You know, like, yeah, we're gonna have downtime, or we're gonna have, like, you know, times where we're down and times where we're unmotivated to really keep pushing forward and stuff. But all we have to do, that just means we have to get back up. You know, not only, like, don't stay down when you fall down, but get back up, dust yourself off, try something else. If one thing doesn't work, okay, you know, dust yourself off, try something else. That doesn't work, all right, get back up, dust yourself off, try something else. You know, keep trying to find something that has the potential to get you where you want to be. And if it doesn't work, find something else, try that. You got to keep trying to find something that'll take you from where you are now to where to where you see yourself, you know, where you want to be and stuff. And as long as you continue trying, it may take 20 years. You know, maybe your dream is to own a business. Passing this Frito-Lay truck that has a trailer that's got all the Cheeto, you know, the Cheeto logos and whatnot. And of course, like, as I'm coming up on him in the pass, the guy's, like, he swerved off on the shoulder, swerved back towards me, and I went off a little bit to try, like, because I thought he was going to come over and hit me. I was like, oh, shit. It's like, dude, put your phone down, man. Put your phone down. But, we got to keep pushing forward. We got to keep trying, you know. And, you know, it's like what I always say at the end. I'll go ahead and close out with this because I know I've had long episodes the past couple episodes, so I'll have this one be a little bit shorter for you guys. That way, hopefully, I won't burn you out, you know. But to end this episode with you guys, it's like one of the sayings I always have: believe you can, believe you will, and you're already halfway there. And then you just have to go out there and make it happen. Stoves are right up there with if at first you don't succeed, try again. But basically that's pretty much the same stuff. You know, just believe it first, and believe that you will pull it off, and then just try to figure out how to pull it off. And so, like, if it's working a business, if it's, you know, buying a house, if, you know, there's ways to do it, there's ways to accomplish those. But, and not, you know, not everybody out there that's doing something that tries to get you to what they're doing, you know, they might want to get you involved because they're going to make money off of you getting involved in their business. And then once you're in there, like my brother, for instance, my brother and my sister-in-law, love them to death. They're involved in Primerica. So if y'all are anybody out there looking for, like, insurance, retirement, you know, wanting to actually get into that stuff as a business, I can connect you with them. But me and my wife, we got into that business a little bit, you know, for probably a few weeks. But the problem was, like, you know, going through the practice test, which takes a couple hours to do, and then if you fail, you got to do the whole thing again, and then you do it until you can pass, and then you go take the actual test. Asking my brother questions basically was like dealing with Carlos. Well, I'll just Google it. I'll just go over here, and I'm like, all right, that didn't really help much. that wasn't why I didn't like why I ended up not doing the business. Mainly, I just didn't like the idea of trying to have to talk to people about like their finances. Like, hey, so tell me about like how much debt do you have? Just not for me. Me and my wife are both like, yeah, it's just we're a little uncomfortable doing that. I fully understand the quote that my sister-in-law uses. You just gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's just not for me. You know, so that's why I'm trying things a different way as far as growing my businesses and whatnot. And the way I'm doing it, actually, like, you know, yeah, I'm not making money yet, but I have actually like gotten a few free referrals, free enrollers. And so like for me, I'm seeing progress. And so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing. And then when I get the current business that I'm working on, that's gonna be the high ticket thing. It's, you know, to build a legacy and whatnot. When I get that off the ground in the next couple of days with my site going, then I'll do a solo ad campaign starting with that one. And looking forward to that, because I'm looking forward to getting the lady I came in with. She showed me a screenshot of her email, where she gets emails like this every day, saying like from like Stripe or whatever, saying like you got a payment of like $1,500 or $3,000 or $2,000, you know, that's basically gonna be deposited in her account, you know, on the next day. And she goes, "You're gonna love checking your email." I said, "I'm looking forward to that." I said, "You know, I'm definitely looking forward to that." Especially because from what I'm told, the it's an automated system, so as people opt in before if they don't buy into the system, you know, just yet, they'll opt in, then they get the system automatically will follow up with them every like 1 or 2 days or whatever to send the emails to touch base. So we don't have to actually personally touch base with them again to try to close them, you know. So I'm pushing forward, doing what I gotta do, you know. So. Anyway, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and leave you with that. But you know what I say, guys, keep pushing forward, keep believing. Believe you can, believe you will, and you're already halfway there. And then you just gotta go out there and do it. And never quit trying. Because like I said, you know, it's like we only fail if we quit, give up, and walk away. So as long as you keep getting back up and you try to approach, you're not failing. And it might take a while. 5, 10, 20 years, you know, depending on, you know, what route you try, action steps you try to take. Or if you, you know, depending on how much you go in, like if you go all in, then, you know, it might be a little quicker, you know, but you can do stuff part-time and see little results here, little results there to get you closer to where you want to be. So anyway, y'all, I appreciate you guys being here with me tonight. And I look forward to talking to you guys on Friday when I do the next Storytime Friday, which this week I still don't have anything written, but I could probably do another freestyle story where I basically come up with a story off the top of my head. And lately, the last two, I've been surprised. I've been pleasantly surprised after when I do the story, and then I listen to, you know, once a post, I listen to it again, and I'm like, actually, wow, that's pretty good. Like, I did a pretty good job, I think. You know, you can tell that I'm freestyling it, because you know, you got the pauses, and the story, the episode ends up being quite a bit longer because of the fact that I can't really... You know, when you're telling a story and you're coming up with parts as you go, you can't just flow all the way through it without any, you know, breaks. There's certain parts where you're like trying to remember either character names, or you're trying to figure out, all right, where do I want to go from here, while you're still telling the story. And it's like, it ends up being a really long story versus when I write it, when I get it written out, I can tell it, it's like 45 minutes, an hour, unless I do, if I have multiple parts that I'm reading, and it's like hour and a half, you know. So appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for tuning in. Throw a few things out there, you know. Definitely would appreciate you guys if you like what you heard, and especially if you've heard my stories and you like those. Would appreciate your support. Like and follow. Tell your friends. Anybody that wants to financially help the show. go to blodgetshow.com/support. That'll take you to my Patreon site, where you can either do a one-time donation or a monthly contribution for as little as $1 per month. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much in advance. If you have any suggestions for a topic to cover during Real Talk Tuesdays or a story idea, drop me an email at blodgetshowpodcast@gmail.com or go to blodgetshow.com and click the contact button. Hey, that'll pop up and give you the option to email me. If you go to blodgetshow.com and you do the drop down menu, click on promotions. That's where I told you earlier in this podcast or this episode that there's a couple of links on there for a couple of opportunities for side gigs or whatever, or like Sophie, an online bank. They have a couple bonus promotions that they offer. New customers will get like $25 bonus after they deposit 10, you know, when they become a new customer. And I apologize about the coughing. Like, I've been, you know, the last couple days I've been slowly getting over. Haven't really been a cold, but it's more like congestion and, you know, the itchiness in the throat. So I've been taking like Mucinex, Robitussin, you know, to try to like help me clear it out and stuff. I think what happened was I had one day last week where I did basically an all night, got done at like 10 a.m. the next morning, but I made the mistake of not. I really didn't drink plenty of water that night. Like I was probably dehydrated, and so by the next morning I was definitely feeling like I was coming down with something. Cause you gotta hydrate, you know, like hydrating, being nice and like well hydrated kind of helps you fight off any kind of like possible bugs, you know. But if you're dehydrated, your body is gonna succumb to it quicker. You know, so healthy food or healthy diets, being hydrated, stuff that helps, you know. Take your vitamins and whatnot, you know. But anyway, y'all, I appreciate you guys being here, and I look forward to talking to you this Friday on episode 80, where we do Storytime Friday. Have a good one. Correction, episode 81 on Friday with Storytime Friday, because we're currently on 80 right now. So on that note, appreciate you guys, and we'll see you then. Have a good one.